every day.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.
I don't vape, but I know loads of people that do, right? Like lots of people I know that vape. They've transitioned from smoking Enchies across to vaping. Even though that some of them every now and then still have a cheeky little smoke here and there, I gather that vaping is a lot easier for them to do and do cheekily in places that they can't. Now, I mean, educate me a little bit now. When you blow out, okay, when you pop out, blow out, it's not cigarette smoke that you're blowing out, okay? You're blowing it, but is it as harmful for the air as the cigarette smoke? Like, you know, when you blow out and you know, like when you're in a pub or a place that where they used to allow smoking, and you get that whiff of tobacco. So when you have secondhand smoke in the air, is secondhand vape air, smoke as bad for you?
I would think not so much as cigarette smoke, but you
can't smell it. You used to smell like air freshener. That's what we're thinking about. When we're thinking about it, was air freshener. But we're talking about air freshener now, and that households have air freshener that doesn't work. Sometimes when somebody vapes in an area, you smell what you first think is air conditioner, then you go, oh, it's raspberry.
Yeah, bubblegum
flavor. It's got to be a vape.
It is indeed. But you still have nicotine in those oils that you get with those vapes, which is 3% or whatever, five or so I think.
Is it equivalent to the same as a cigarette? No, it's less.
No, it's less. It's actually very less. But there isn't a lot of research that has been done when it comes to vaping and the harmfulness that it can cause to a person that is vaping at the moment. So even though people think that it's much better to vape than to smoke, I think, or to smoke an Enchi, I think it's more...
Say Enchi again.
To smoke an Enchi, I think it's still more, it's still dangerous to vape.
To vape. I as I say, I'm not a vapor. I don't vape. I try to hit the bong once. What do you call those things? Where you put the bubbly, hubbly, bubbly. Isn't that the thing?
The hookah pipe.
It's not. No.
It's not a bong.
No, bong is totally different.
I should not say that.
No.
You shouldn't. In circles, I shouldn't say I hit the bong.
No, Rocky.
Really? No wonder HR want to test me once a week. Got to go peeing a little jar in the boss's office once a week. So that's not a bong, that thing.
No.
The hubbly bubbly thing.
That's an hookah pipe.
Yeah, well, that was disgusting. I tried to hookah pipe, though. I've really got to not say hit the bong.
It's unbelievable.
And it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
It's not for me. I did have a cheeky little smoke once. I inhaled once, and I grew up in a smoking household. Folks both smoked. Mm. My grandparents smoked. Everyone smoked. And I just didn't pick up,
the
need to. And so, how many times did you see in areas where you're not allowed to vape? People having maybe a cheeky one.
Huh? I've seen someone on a plane already take a sneaky.
When there's a sign that says no smoking.
But that's professionals, though.
We're professional vapers.
Yeah, they're professional.
You don't even see any smoke coming out.
I've got a question for vapers out there. Do you get... like South African branded and flavors, like can you get a brandy and Coke flavor? Malt that.
Do you know that Jack Parra actually brought out a new vape?
But what is it? What flavor? Brandy and Coke.
Sehr gut, ich weiß nicht.
It tastes like Parro Circle. What does Parro Circle taste like? But brandy and Coke, Malt Tart, Cook Sisters, Briani.
Bokoms.
Bokom. A Bokom vape. Can you imagine?
Get ready or not.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.